in the city of Jerusalem on the day of Pentecost. And so there was, Jesus had ascended to heaven and he told his disciples to go to this certain place and wait for his spirit to return. And when they did, I want to start like at the
37.
Yeah, well, I'm gonna start at the 14th, Acts 2:14. But it says, but Peter, standing up with the 11, lifted up his voice and said unto them, ye men of Judea, and all ye that dwell in Jerusalem, be this known unto you, and hearken my words. For those are not drunken as ye suppose, seeing it is but the third hour of the day. So what he's saying is that people thought that these people who were praising God, like if people come by this church and they see us, they stop and they say, what's wrong with them people? It's not usually a church in the Catholic Church or the Methodist Church. They're just sitting there and, you know, they may sing a couple songs, but they're not up shouting like you guys are. Just, we praising God.
Amen, they brother. Go,
well, yeah. What's wrong with them people?
Man.
Are they drunk? What's wrong with them? But Peter, being the spokesman that he was, he said, no, these people ain't drunk.
No.
Not like you think they drunk.
Man.
They're not drunk off of hard alcohol. And he said, but the 11th hour of the day, the liquor stores ain't even open. But this is that which was spoken by the prophet Joel. In the Old Testament, the prophet Joel had spoken about the outpouring of the Spirit of Jesus and how it was supposed to be. So now let's skip on to verse 37 of Acts, the second chapter. It says, now when they heard this, they were pricked in their heart. And in my Bible it says pricked, meaning that they were, it's like somebody taking a knife and cutting it got their attention. Said they were pricked in their heart and said unto Peter and to the rest of the apostles, men and brethren, what shall we do? They said, I want that. I want some of what you got. And then Peter said unto them, these are the keys that you have to have in order to make it into heaven. That heaven we were singing about, that the streets are paved with gold. That heaven that we're talking about, where there will be no more sickness. There will be no more death. There will be no more sin.
Hallelujah.
This is a heaven that we're all trying to get to.
Yes.
He says, first, you have to repent.
Yes.
Well, they say, well, Pastor, what is repenting? Repent is to become godly sorry.
Amen.
For the sin or sins that you have created.
Hallelujah.
You say, well, Pastor, I'm just a young man. How can I ain't kill nobody. I ain't drink no hard alcohol. I ain't smoke no weed. I ain't sin. But the Bible says that we were born in sin.
Yes.
And shapen in iniquity.
Amen.
Our very being is sin.
Yes.
So we have to repent for being born the way that we were.
Yes.
We didn't have a choice because Adam, because of our forefather, and we all came from Adam, Sister Carol, me, Hallelujah. No matter who you are, what color, you all came from Adam.
Yeah.
And Eve. But because of Adam's sin against God in the Garden of Eden, we all are born in sin. So we have to repent for that. We have to become godly sorrow. We have to change our mind about who we are.
Thank you, Jesus.
And I like Brother James. He said, God has made him humble.
Yeah.
We have to humble ourselves.
Amen, brother.
A natural person is, that's the hardest thing for us humans to do, is to be humble.
Thank you, Jesus.
We always think that we got to be the biggest and the baddest and the strongest and the most loudest. But when we like that, we can't hear the still, small voice of God saying, be quiet. Let me fight your battle.
Amen.
Let me do that.
Thank you, Jesus.
When we're talking and shouting and creating a fuss, we can't hear that. So the first key is repentance. And then it says, and be baptized, every one of you, in the name, and this is where people get wrong, in the name of Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Being baptized means fully submerged in water.
Yes.
It don't mean that you come up here, I have a little bowl of water, and I sprinkle some water on you and say, okay, you baptized. That's not what it means. It means that you are fully submerged in water.
Amen.
Not that. That's not at all. You have to, the name of Jesus Christ,
yes,
have to be called over your body when you're in that water.
Yes.
That's the only way
wash your sins away.
That you can wash your sins away.
Amen, brother.
The name of Jesus,
yes,
Christ.
Amen.
Is the only name that can save you.
Hallelujah.
It didn't say the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost.
No.
It said the name of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Christ. Father, Son.
Hallelujah.
My Bible says, in the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of your sins.
Yes.
For the removal of your sins. Amen. Mm-hmm. And then, God is so good. Once you follow those steps,
hello,
in the end of verse 38, he said that ye shall receive the gift,
hallelujah,
of the Holy Ghost.
Amen,
hallelujah,
brother.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
A gift is something that somebody gives you. You don't go out and buy your gift. You don't go out and steal your gift.
That's right.
This is given to you.
Free of charge.
Free of charge.
Hallelujah.
By Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
Those are the keys that you have to have in order to make it to heaven.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
It's very important that you understand that these keys are going to change you. These things are going to make you a different person if you believe in them. You've heard it. Now you have to believe it. Now you have to obey it. If you obey the word of God, you're going to be a changed person. You're going to be a different person. The song says, friends don't treat me like they used to. They're going to look at you and say, there's something different about you. What is it? You can say, well, I got Jesus.
Hallelujah.
They're going to tell you that they don't want to have nothing else to do with you. But I'm sure that Jesus is the best friend you'll ever need.
Hallelujah.
Amen, brother. Hallelujah.
He'll stand closer to you than your mother or your father.
Yes, he will.
He will stick closer to you than your brother. And the thing is that he knows what you need, when you need it, and how you need it. He promised he would never leave you or forsake you.
No, never.
Amen.
Amen,
that's not Amen. What I was going to speak about today.
Lord Amen. Knows. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Put your dog?
Yeah. Okay. Hey, man, Brother Ted, can you? I know you got the little girl on you.
Yes.
Can you help me take up the offering? We're going to take up our offering now. I usually do that before, but I got a little sidetrack.
Carried away, huh?
Yeah, that's right. I love souls. Amen.
Yeah.